The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA. Online at WTKA.com. Sam Webb, Ira Weintraub on the other side of the county. If you listen to our Michigan men's lacrosse segments this year, normally Wednesdays, the bottom of the eight, where we talk, we've been talking about the journey. And the phrase on more than one occasion has been trust the process, because they had some tough losses along the way, right? To some really, really good teams. Big Ten's outstanding. But trust the process. They were improving. They were getting better. They were building towards something. And so then you get into postseason play. You get into the Big Ten tournament. You face Ohio State again. And all of the conversations that we had leading up to that point resonate even more, because they beat those Buckeyes to achieve the first tournament victory in program history. Joining us to reflect upon that, to look ahead to the semifinal matchup, the Maryland Terrapins, is Michigan men's lacrosse coach Kevin Connery. Kevin, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. We're about ready to have our final practice here in Ann Arbor and hop on a bus and head to State College for the Big Ten tournament. So it's been a great week.
Yeah, the lead up, I think, is important, because we've had these conversations. Some weeks were tougher than others, because disappointing loss, but keeping an eye on the process. You kept talking about, we got a young team, our guys are getting better, they're learning how to win, what you need to do to win against teams like this. And it's important to note that if you look back during the season, you had lost to Ohio State a couple of times in the regular season. So third time down in their place, they had to have some confidence. But you go down there, you take care of business 15-11, and you get goals from 10 different players. Everything that we talked about up to this point was on display in that game.
Yeah, it was a great run. And I give a lot of credit to Coach Heron, Coach Turry, and Coach Rogowski putting together some great game plans. But ultimately, it's, our leaders really believed that they were getting it done. After we had a tough loss to Rutgers here on senior day at home, we went to the locker room and just sat down and said, that we kind of let it slip away. And it's just, we just feel bad for anybody we got to play next, because we're just ready and primed to jump over a big hurdle. And we were. So I give a lot of credit to our leadership on our team to keep our guys focused and determined. And we came out there and put on a good showing last Saturday.
Yeah, 15 goals from 10 different goal scorers. It's a program record. You're led by freshman Mike Bain in the contest. But you say all the time, I keep track of some of the phrases, some of the things that you say routinely. You say it's a game of runs. So you get out to a great start, get out to a 3-0 lead, but then they come right back with three goals of their own. And so here you are in their place. They go on a run and you respond. Kind of take us in that moment, because that's rubber meets road. You got the home team, a team that came in there with some confidence. They've beaten you twice. They're probably feeling pretty good. And then your team responded and really, I won't say put the game away right there, but you got the lead back and held on to it the rest of the way.
Yeah, I think what it really came down to, when we got back, it was 3-3, and we walked into the quarter and we just said, man, we're out playing them. John needed to get a little bit more comfortable in the cage and get some shots that was able to be saved and to get some confidence. But ultimately, it came down to how we were riding. When we were able to put our press ride together and forecheck a little bit and get the ball back, we were gaining extra possessions and we were scoring in non-traditional ways. We weren't settling for a half field type of game. We were running. I think the biggest play that really kind of kickstart this whole thing was a ride off of a man up, where Bryce Clay was able to put the ball on the ground and take it in toward himself for a one-on-one. So he canned it. When we have those kind of opportunities and our ride is effective and the juices are flowing, we're a tough team to stop. It's just a matter of getting those extra possessions and scoring, especially if it's a well-coached defensive team like Ohio State, getting odd number goals. And we were able to do that.
So fourth quarter, Kevin, and we're talking to Michigan men's lacrosse coach Kevin Conry here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, online at WTK.com. So it all leads up to this moment. You got a 10-8 lead on the Buckeyes heading into the final stanza. And they're at home. You know, this is their, you know, their biggest rush is coming now. But again, you know, you're a team that had some close game experience to this point. And in this contest, you outscore them 5-3 down the stretch. You just mentioned that, you know, between the pipes, you know, John Kirchhoff, 7 saves in the fourth quarter. You talk about closing a game out. That's what your team was able to do.
You know, I think it's a shift in personality from our guys. You know, a lot of it was just the realization that, you know, in order to win, you can't just hold on. You know, you keep playing, you keep attacking. And our guys kept attacking in all phases of the game. The game is not, you know, 45 minutes and then, okay, we did our job, let's hold tight. It's 60 minutes of you know, pure aggression and pure passion. And so our guys did that down the stretch, and they had a winning mentality. They knew that they were primed and ready. And even in the fourth quarter, when you think, man, let's hold the ball, we had 2 poles score in the fourth quarter and great transition opportunities. So again, it came down to our ability to run our routes and be aggressive, and we did that. And John certainly stood on his head in the fourth quarter, and we gave him some shots he could see, which was great, but he also stole a few.
Mm-hmm. All right, so they say, there's a saying in sports, it's tough to beat a team 3 times in a season. I'm curious, and this is sort of building into commentary on the next game. Were there things from the first 2 games, the first 2 losses, that you guys took away as a staff, that your players took away on the field, that lent itself to the success that you guys had in that third game? Were there moments or their tendencies that you guys picked up on in the first 2 contests that you were able to put into effect and use to your advantage in this contest that you wound up winning last week?
Yeah, I think there were, but it wasn't necessarily about, you know, the Buckeyes. It was more about what we were doing and the details, you know, and how fine of a line the margin of victory and defeat is in the Big Ten. You know, it's a matter of inches, and we really kind of showed our guys over the last 3-4 weeks about these inches and how we're just coming up a half an inch short or a full inch short here, or, you know, a couple inches there. You know, if we can go ahead and clean those up, you know, and be dialed into the inches on every single play, you know, we're able to put a really good product out there. And I think that showed, and specifically in the defensive end, where we were able to clean up a lot of things by just having really good body position, really good off-ball communication, eye contact in the passing lanes. We picked off a couple of good passes too. So the guys really dialed into their details over the past month, and it finally just came out in the last game there.
Mm-hmm. All right, and so you mentioned it. You can't just hold on. You got to close games out. You had, you know, close game experience here down the stretch. There was that one goal lost in overtime to Penn State. One goal lost, as you mentioned, on senior day to Rutgers. And so that really came to the fore, that experience against Ohio State. Well, Maryland, a team that, you know, won pretty, the best team in the country, won, you know, comfortably in the first game of the season down at their place. But when you played them again, Kevin, last month, it was a closer game. They won that contest 18-12. I wonder if you can tell me the difference in those 2 games, you know, what your guys did better and what fans can expect to see when you guys take the field against the Terps 5:00 on Thursday. You'll be able to watch it on the Big Ten Network. Tell us about the difference between game 1 and game 2 and what we can expect, the type of team we can expect to see the Maryland Terrapins be here in game 3.
Well, I think it all comes down to the ball. We have to control the pace of the game and control the ball. You know, we have to make sure that we're able to score in transition. We have to really attack in the first 10 seconds of every one of our possessions. And then if we don't get it, we have to maximize each possession, really make them work and grind their defense down. And on the other side, that's, we talk about the details. When we played them here, a little while ago, we were really exposed and really kind of, it really kickstarted our hunt for the details a little bit finer. And, they're very, very good off ball. Very, very good off ball. They're always cutting and moving, and the ball movement, you know, sometimes can get you kind of frantic. So we really dialed into how to control the pace, how to make sure that we are dialed in off ball, we're communicating, and we're having really solid approaches so the ball movement doesn't get our head spinning to a point where we get overwhelmed. And I think that's really where the big jump has come and where we've seen the most amount of growth over the past month and a half. So for us to be successful, Maryland has the best player in the country. We have to corral him, for sure. But ultimately, we have to make sure that the other guys don't hurt us and don't run away with the game. But for us to be successful, Nick Rowlett has to have a great day at the X. Our wings have to do a great job in keeping Maryland's wings off of them. And we have to control the ball and control the tempo.
Absolutely, folks. Again, as I said, you will be able to see the Wolverines in action tomorrow, 5 o'clock on the Big Ten Network, taking on number one Maryland, a team that, as I said, they played twice already this season. First game was a 20-9 victory for Maryland. Second game closer, 18-12, and the Wolverines carrying some momentum and confidence into this matchup with the Terps coming up on Thursday. Kevin, good luck tomorrow. Congratulations on the first tournament victory in program history. We'll talk to you again about it next week. Good luck.
Thank you. Have a great one.
All right. That's Michigan men's lacrosse coach Kevin Conry. Ira, you look back at our last few conversations, that Maryland game that was closer, not close, but the next 2 weeks, again, one goal losses. How is his team going to respond? He had them ready to go against the Buckeyes, and they exacted some revenge upon the Buckeyes for those two regular season losses. We'll see. He mentioned the Terps having the best player in the country. That was clear. If the 24/7 site is doing a season preview, season lacrosse preview, that tells you you got a really damn good team down there. And you have a really, really, really good player. That has shown throughout the season, but I think Michigan is going into this game feeling like they can play with the Terps.
Yeah, well, Maryland is a traditionally strong program, right? They've been a lacrosse power since before we were born or shortly afterward, whatever it was. I've been going to Maryland games, lacrosse games, since the 80s, and they traditionally are good every single year. And so you expect to see that level of consistency, which is one of the reasons why the 247 site at Maryland, they have lacrosse previews every year because they're consistently, whether they were in the ACC or now in the Big East or the Big Ten, they're always a power, always in the top five, whatever it might be. Michigan is what we like to refer to as an ascending program. And as we've talked many times on the show with Coach and also between us, how difficult this league is, it's really hard to ascend in a really difficult league. But you see the steps that they're taking and the building blocks that they're putting down for the program. And then it's just a matter of, can you get over that hump? And can you start winning those close games that you're losing? And that's that transition point of getting over the hump of games that are close and you're losing most of them to playing close games and winning them. You got that one under your belt against Ohio State. That's got to give you a lot of confidence going into Maryland. You have to go into the game thinking that you have that you can go and win. You know that the last time you played them better than the previous one. So it's just a matter of, can you continue to build on that? And this ascending program, can they pull off what would be the biggest win in program history? And even if you don't, you can't let it knock down the progress that you have made, because this team has made a lot of progress, even within this year, and it showed going down. I mean, Sam, Michigan went into Ohio Stadium and won a game. So it was a big deal. It's a really big deal for them, as you mentioned, and first ever postseason win for them as well. So
yeah, first ever win in Ohio.
So pretty exciting stuff for them, and it's fun to see the ascension of the program. It's just, you have to understand, building a new lacrosse team that plays the bottom kind of teams in the NCAA is one thing. Building a team when you're consistently playing ranked teams almost every week, you take your lumps, but eventually you can get over the hump. And, you know, see, obviously they got over it last week. The question is, can they pull off the big upset in this game tomorrow? We'll see. It's going to be a tough one, but excited to see the opportunity for them ahead of them because, obviously, they have not been in this position before.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Congratulations to them and good luck to them. Remember, 5 o'clock tomorrow, Big Ten Network, Michigan, Maryland, and men's lacrosse Big Ten tournament action. We need to get to a break. Be back on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, The Ticket.